Can you be bought? It's 99.7 DJX. What's your price? $10? $1,000?
Well, it depends on what it is.
All right. This is setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, we set the bar for your day very low, okay? If you can manage to make it through the day without crashing your car into a house,
ooh,
then trying to bribe the owner into not calling the police on you, you're doing okay.
Oh, well, see, now automatically the price is going to be affected by how much damage and what that repair may cost.
Yeah, this lady in Virginia thought a tornado actually hit her in the middle of the night.
That sounds substantial.
Right. In fact,
that sounds like more than knocking her mailbox over.
In fact, though, it was a 2017 yellow Dodge Charger that had veered off the road, hit a fence, careened across the yard, ripped through an above ground pool, and slammed into a deck.
Oh, that's going to hurt. Yeah. Oh, wow.
And so she got jolted awake, kind of talked about it.
He went through a stockade fence. He took out the post, not just the fence. He took out the post.
Yeah. Took out the post, not just the fence. Took out the post. And so, like, approached him, confronted the driver. Guy was like, hey, 50 grand. 50 grand.
Just don't call the cops.
Let's not call the cops. It stays between us. 50 grand.
I'm good for it. How do we know he's good for it?
Well, he said his dad was a millionaire. If my dad's a millionaire, I'm going to give you 50 grand.
He'll write you a check tomorrow, I promise.
Right, exactly. For one, I'm like, okay, unless you're giving it to me in cash, and even if you give it to me in cash, I'm thinking, where's this cash coming from?
Right, I'm going to need to have that verified.
If you give it to me in a check, I'm even going, right, this is going to bounce. I'm not getting my money, right?
Yeah. There's not a lot of people that can just throw around $50,000 like that.
Right, exactly. And so she's all like, nope, calling the police. So then he's like, see ya! And so he leaves the car. Right, exactly. Obviously, the cops were able to identify him thanks to the car. Unclear, though, what has happened to him. Unclear how old this guy is. Thankfully, doesn't sound like anyone was really hurt in this. We don't really know if his dad is, in fact, a millionaire.
However, it was a Prince William County. This happened in Prince William County.
But I will say the same thing happened to me. And I'm not going to say that it was my house that got hit, but I got hit. I was in downtown.
You were hit?
Yeah, I was in downtown. I was and someone pulled out from being parked on the curb and literally hit my car as I'm driving by.
Oh.
And they go, let's not call the police. Let's just try to settle it here. Can I give you $50?
$50? What kind of damage did it cause? Was there like a sizable dent, big scratches? What kind of damage did you have?
Now, Kelly, I'm going to say two things.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say, one, I said, you know what? I don't need your money. Let's call this, you had a bad day.
It'll be fine. You didn't even take $50?
Nope. And
was there damage to your car?
And number two, it was the old Geo Metro.
Oh. It really didn't matter.
That had the dead mice in the glove compartment.
The car wasn't worth $50. Right, like, right, exactly. This is not.
So I was like, you know what? Like, I don't even care. I don't even care.
Not going to fix it.
Now, if it was my current car, I'd be like, let's call the police or let's file a report. I want to get some insurance money on this or whatever.
Yeah, because this is probably going to be like, there's zero car repairs that are cheap.
Right, right. But yes, it was a little dent in the side of the car. And I was like, It gives it character. It's fine.
It's like a distressed table.
Right, exactly.
You know, the puppy's been chewing on it. That's fine. It makes it look just distressed. It's
right.
Fine.
You've driven that car before. Understand the majestic nature of that car.
I can't believe I drove that car before. I think I was going 30 miles an hour on I-64 in that car. Because that's about as fast as it could go.
Well, because the speedometer was in kilometers, so
it wasn't,
honestly, you had no idea.
I couldn't figure out. Yeah, I didn't know.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. So anyways.
Wow. That's a good day for that guy.
I know. And I thought about it. I thought about it for a beat and I was like, man, should I, take this dude's money? Should I call the cops? And then I look at the car and I'm like, you know what? It's the Geo. I'm fine. We're good here. Let's just, and plus I'm going to work and I'm like, I just need to get to work. Let's not worry about this right now.
Oh, wow.
Yep. So hopefully,
but again, if it was another one of your cars in the fleet.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
At that point, I'm hoping that, you know, good karma paid it forward, that guy was able to, you know what, use that and go, wow, okay, this is cool. And he was able to do something great.
Was there damage to his car?
I don't know.
Oh.
Okay. I don't know.
Is there like maroon left on his car?
Maroon? You mean maroon from the Geo Metro?
Right, yes.
All right. Anyways, that's your setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to bribe a person whose house you hit.
Yeah.
Because your dad's a millionaire to try to not call the cops and you're doing okay.
And we also learned that you can be bought for free.
As long as I'm driving the Geo Metro,
the Geo,
that I have dead mice in the glove compartment,
it's good.
We're good. All right, that's your setting the bar story.